In the book of Mark, chapter 9, John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will not be able soon afterwards to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have two feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and to be thrown into hell, where their worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted by fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another." This is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Let us pray. O Lord, salt us with fire this morning so that we may be of use to your kingdom. In Christ we pray. Amen. Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us. How dumb can you get? I mean, I ask you, how dumb can you get? We saw someone, Jesus, casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he wasn't one of us. Sort of like saying there's this amazing guy who does incredible things for other people, but I hate him because he's a Republican or a Democrat. It doesn't make any sense, does it? It's just dumb. We saw somebody casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not one of us. Granted, John, Jesus' beloved friend, was trying to do the right thing by Jesus, trying to save the Jesus trademark from infringement by another miracle worker. He's trying to do the right thing. Or maybe he wasn't. Maybe he was just jealous of being part of a very special and elite group and wanted to make sure those others kept away. I'm going to tell my favorite story this morning. I've been holding off because you can only tell it once in a church, and then you can't tell it again. I guess there are enough of it. There's a quorum of us this morning to tell the story. It's by Emo Phillips. You know Emo Phillips? Heard of Emo Phillips? I think he's out of Boston. He's a stand-up comedian who got a lot of attention a few years ago. This is the guy who reported introducing himself to a woman in a bar, and she looked him up and down and said, "Your socks don't even match." And Emo retorted, "I go by thickness." Think about it. Emo said, "So I'm standing at the Wailing Wall like a moron with my harpoon." Think about it. Think about that, Eric. A Mormon told me that he was not allowed to drink coffee. And I said, "A cup of coffee every day does some wonderful things for your life." And he said, "Like what?" And he said, "Like keep you from being a Mormon." That was not a political statement. That was just being silly. Sometimes you have to be silly. All right? Here's the story. Emo was walking across the Golden Gate Bridge one day, and by golly, he saw a man that was about to jump to his death. And he ran up to him, and he said, "Don't do it." And the man said, "Why not? Nobody loves me." And Emo said, "Well, what about God? God loves you." And the man said, "I used to believe in God." Christian, Jewish, or Muslim, Emo said. And he said, Christian. Me too, said Emo. Protestant or Catholic? Protestant, the man said. Me too, said Emo. Which franchise? Baptist, he said. Me too, said Emo. American Baptist or Southern Baptist? He said, American Baptist. Me too, said Emo. Conservative American Baptist or liberal American Baptist? Conservative American Baptist. Me too, said Emo. Conservative American Baptist Great Lakes region or conservative American Baptist Eastern region? The man said, conservative American Baptist Great Lakes region. Me too, said Emo. Conservative American Baptist Great Lakes region Council of 1879. Let me catch my breath. Or conservative American Baptist Great Lakes region Council of 1912. The man said, conservative American Baptist Great Lakes region of 1912. And Emo shouted, die, infidel, and pushed him off the bridge. Now I never get to tell that story here again. So many heretics to throw off the bridge. Right? We have so much in common, but that one little difference is enough to tear us apart. So many people who don't see things clearly, correctly, intelligently, faithfully, as you and I do. Jesus' friend John was proud that he signed on with the right team. They'd got it right. They were sure of themselves. And that meant those other people must have gotten it wrong. God forbid that anyone should exercise demons in Jesus' name if he was not one of them. You see where I'm going with this. There are three points I'll make briefly. And the first one is to remind you and to remind me that the church of Jesus Christ belongs to Jesus Christ and not the other way around. Servants have no hold on the master. Rather, the claim is the other way around. Christ has claimed us and made us not merely servants, but brothers and sisters in the kingdom of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. The church belongs to Jesus Christ. The church belongs to Jesus Christ. Secondly, I want to remind us that the Lord, the Messiah, the Son of God, showed far more tolerance and understanding than to most people who bear his name. Isn't that true? Isn't that true? Is there a judgmental bone in Jesus' body? I don't think so. Whoever is not against us, Jesus said, is for us. You ever thought about that? Have you ever really thought about that? Whoever is not against us is for us. Have you ever thought about all those people who are not like us, who may even be outside the church, but do not oppose us? Who, when we are ready to embrace them with the love of Christ, embrace us right back. They may not be part of the church, but they're willing to love us and live with us. Those who are not against us are for us. And third, we should pay a moment of attention to what Jesus does when his disciples' eyes go wandering off course, because that's what's happened, isn't it? Keep your eyes to yourself. Did you ever have a teacher say that to you? Teachers, do you ever say that to your kids in class? My teacher said that to me all the time. I don't know why. I don't even know what I was looking at. Probably Sharon or Linda or Diane. And I don't remember their complaining about it, but my teacher thought my eyes were not where they ought to have been. Even Jesus' closest friends couldn't keep their eyes where they belonged, that is, on Jesus. Like some of the Pharisees, and here we go again with the poor old Pharisees, like some of the Pharisees, they couldn't help looking at the other guys to make sure that they were playing by the rules. And Jesus' response is always the same. Keep your eyes to yourself. Why do you want to make it harder for somebody else to get into the kingdom? Heaven forbid that you should be an obstacle to anyone. Better you should cut off a foot or cut off a hand or pluck out your eye. Anybody seen the Kill Bill movies? Yeah. Now, Jesus is not being literal, of course, is he? But he's making the point of what a serious thing it is when disciples stand in the way of others. When we are an obstacle to the joy and the abundant lives of other people. Keep your eyes where they belong. You should be helping your neighbor into the kingdom, not getting in her way. And what good things do happen on behalf of our neighbor if we will love them, if we will refuse to judge them, if the salty spirit of holiness has not been wasted on our lives. Let's pray. O Lord, we shudder to think how many times we have stood in your way. How many times we have kept you from doing what needs to be done in this world. How often we've bottled up the Holy Spirit and kept it to ourselves. How many times we've forgotten to walk outside of this church and into the community and serve our brothers and sisters with love and understanding. O Lord, forgive us when we've been wrong. Lift up our success and let us all into your kingdom together soon. In your name we pray. Amen.